sound of the Fed lowering interest rates there.
Good.
Official, it's the official sound. It's the Bob Almanac, Oak Ridge Boys tickets, Medina. It's an evening with the Oak Ridge Boys, and that's March 20th. Did I get that right?
That you right? Did. That's the date. Spot on, yes.
Okay, I didn't even write it down. I remembered it. Today's Almanac. Today is, what is today? The 19th of September. It's a Thursday on the calendar. It's the 262nd day of the year, and we have 103 left to go on this date. This is our patent of the day. Melville Bissell patented the carpet sweeper. It wasn't the rug doctor. It wasn't Mr. Kirby. It wasn't that Dyson fella. It was Melville Bissell.
Huh. He's the guy.
He's the guy. Carpet sweeper, as it was known.
Right.
1876. 1881, forgotten assassin. And the forgotten assassinated president. I can't remember. I've forgotten who assassinated him. But James Garfield died of wounds inflicted by an assassin.
Right. He had been shot. What was it, like 8 days earlier
or something? Something like that, yeah. Wow. They just could not revive him. Modern medicine would have helped.
Yeah. It ended up like, blood poisoning or something.
Well, yeah, you get sepsis.
Yeah.
You know, you get an infection, then sepsis, and then it's all over. Wow. Now, let's say in Star Trek IV... Yeah. Admiral, there'll be whales here. Instead of going back to 85, they would have gone to 1881. Bones would have been able to save James Garfield. You know, what is this, the Spanish Inquisition?
Right.
Yeah. So that was 1881. 1934, this was in the news. It was everywhere, and it was huge.
In this garage across the street from the Hauptmann home, $13,750 of the ransom money shown here was found. Two cans were stuffed with the gold certificates. And it was the passing of a gold certificate to Walter Lyle, a gas station attendant, that led to Hauptmann's arrest.
It was this date Bruno Hauptmann was arrested, charged with the kidnapping and murder of the Lindbergh baby. There are some people that believe he wasn't the one who did it.
Yeah.
But all evidence pointed to him. Kind of like all evidence pointing to O.J. But Bruno Hauptmann, right. he didn't have Johnny Cochran.
He didn't. And some people say, yeah, that some of the evidence was planted in his garage, etc., but I don't know.
1945.
Germany calling. Huh? One would describe if a...
So we hear a lot about Axis Sally and Tokyo Rose, but you don't hear much about Lord Ha Ha. He was another one of those American-born broadcasters broadcasting in Germany and broadcasting to London and Britain. And Lord Ha Ha was sentenced to death in London. I think Axis Sally and Tokyo Rose, they both lived to be a little older than Lord Ha Ha.
Okay.
Because wasn't one of them then pardoned by the great pardoner, Gerald Ford? Was it Axis Sally or Tokyo Rose? One of those two was pardoned by the man who pardoned all, Gerald Ford.
Yeah. I don't recall.
1952 on TV.
The Adventures of Superman. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive.
This show debuted. George Reeves was your Superman.
Single bound.
And out of all the men that have played Superman, he had the best pectorals.
Superman.
Do you remember?
Well,
he was fit. He was ripped. So, and this was kind of unheard of. It was first run syndication. That was kind of unheard of in that day of 1952. Everything was either network or local, but they were first run syndication. It ran for several years.
Yeah.
Into the late 50s.
It's a big deal.
1952 and 58.
Pulling into Brooklyn was a very important person, none other than Elvis Presley, Private Presley, soldier nowadays in Uncle Sam's service. The one of the fans and an army of pressmen were on hand. This was indeed an occasion. The rock and roll king was about to embark for foreign service, 18 months in Germany.
18 months in Germany for Elvis Presley, beginning this date as he left the U.S., 1958. In 59, we have a Russian interpreter on hand here.
But just now, I was told that I couldn't go to Disneyland. I asked, why not? And just listen to what I was told, to what reason I was told.
Американские власти...
We, which means the American authority, cannot guarantee your security if you go there. What is it? Do you have rocket launching pads there? I don't know. What is
Nikita
it?
Nikita Khrushchev, through an interpreter, was not allowed access to Disneyland, denied. All he wanted was some Mickey Mouse ears.
Right.
But due to security issues,
he was out.
1959. Another communist leader. Fidel Castro had some issues in our country. A year later, 1960, he was in New York to visit the United Nations. He had to check out of the Shelburne, the five-star Shelburne Hotel, may I add. He checked out angrily after a dispute with the management. They wouldn't accept his points on his rewards card. And you know what? They put him in a non-smoking room. And yeah. As you know, Fidel Castro likes his cigars.
Like a chimney. Yeah.
So that was 1960. 10 years later.
Do you have any idea when Mr. Grant will be back?
Hi, Mr. Grant.
You're back.
The Mary Tyler Moore Show debuted on this date, premiering on CBS.
Look, please, I was just about to have a drink, and I wouldn't mind some company. Want one?
Oh, no, thank you.
I said I wouldn't mind some company.
Well, all right. I'll have a Brandy Alexander.
Like Lou Grant's going to whip up a Brandy Alexander right there on his desk.
Oh, such a good show.
Did you ever notice how Lou Grant's office didn't have a ceiling? It was just a wall. And I don't know if that was because of the set, but you could easily see it on camera. So anytime he'd be in there ripping into Ted, everybody could hear it in the whole WJM newsroom. So that was the first episode of Mary Tyler Moore, of course, based here in the Twin Cities, so it's kind of close to our heart.
It's a great show.
1970, 1988.
Now we'll go back and look at it in slow motion. What happened?
Greg did not get his weight far enough over the end of the board. Watch his hips in relation to his heels, right there. His weight is too far back. Mm-hmm. Consequently, the dive goes straight up. It does not move away. Mm. Greg knows he's close because of the way he comes out with his hands tucked in close.
And he knows he's in trouble right there.
Right there, the head hits the diving board.
Oh, that had to hurt.
Greg Louganis on this date. It sounded like they were breaking down your golf game.
Yes.
Keeping that weight on the backside too much, Neil, leads to inconsistent ball contact.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the ball that was contacted on that diving board. It was his head. And he still came back and won gold. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
On the 3-meter springboard. He was a good guy. He's resilient.
Very much so.
1990.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Goodfellas premiered on this date.
I know I'd go from rags to riches.
One of the great gangster movies.
Being a gangster was better than being president of the United States.
Never rat on your friends. And always keep your mouth shut.
You know, there was a lot of whacking in that movie. A lot of guys got whacked.
Yes.
Nobody's.
Even some women. That and Casino are the two movies that, if it's on, I like to watch.
Yeah.
So that was 1990.
It was that Ray, what's his name?
It was Joe Pesci, Robert De Niro, and a pre-Chantix, still smoking Ray Liotta.
Yeah, Ray Liotta, yeah.
Or Liotta, if you will.
After Field of Dreams and before Chantix.
You know your Ray Liotta. Mm-hmm. You know your Ray Liotta timeline. That's why you're here.
Yeah. During a time of heightened awareness of a potential terrorist threat, a man armed with a knife was able to jump the fence and make it inside the front door of the White House just 4 minutes after the president departed by helicopter on Friday. Now the U.S. Secret Service, especially the officers in uniform who patrol the White House lawn.
So let's see if Desi Arnaz, Ricky Ricardo, was there at that time. What would he have to say?
Somebody's got some splaining
to do. Some splaining to do. How did this guy with a knife get through the front door of the White House?
Right.
Before being tackled.
Like, was he pretending to be a pizza delivery guy? Or
2000,
how did he get in?
Right, 2014. Well, he wouldn't have a knife. He'd have a pizza cutter.
Right.
And can you do any damage with a pizza cutter? Some of the good ones, like from Pampered Chef, are kind of sharp.
Right.
I found that out because I like to lick it. You know, you try to get all the sauce off after you cut, and nobody else is going to use it after that, of course.
Right.
But it can be end up looking like the Joker. Mm-hmm. Remember, we're giving away, as part of the quiz, we're giving away Oak Ridge Boys tickets March 20th at the Medina. Birthdays.
Night that one of our graduated students has achieved so much that he or she walks out on this stage and takes that chair will be the moment I've waited for since we began the school and the series 17 years ago. The moment has arrived.
Ooh, it's an emotional James Lipton.
The Actors Studio is proud to welcome, from the class of 2000.
Who is it? Any clue?
I don't know.
Our graduate.
Paul Rubens?
Bradley Cooper.
Oh. Bradley Cooper, James Lipton inside the actor's studio. He's still with us, and he's 93.
Wow, impressive.
How about this guy? How about
I am Ilya Kuryakin. I am also an enforcement agent. Like my friend Napoleon, I go and I do whatever I am told to by our chief.
I think he was he the expert in putting the silencer in the end of the gun?
I think
he was.
He's
very good at it.
Yeah, he was very good at
David McCollum, who was Ilya Kuryakin. From The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
with Napoleon Solo.
There were a lot of, right, Robert Vaughn.
Yeah, great show.
So 86 for him.
Now I had the time of my life.
So Bill Medley, you know, he had in his contract that every song he did had to start with his voice. Think of some of the big hits from the Righteous Brothers and then this one. It starts cold with his voice. I'm Bill Medley. You don't start with any instrumentals. You don't start with instrument.
Well, it was.
So Bill Medley, he is 79 here today. I believe the Bandit is about to go eastbound and down.
The problem is that Coors Beer, you take that east of Texas, and that's bootlegging.
You know, I believe you're just a little bit scared.
That's great psychology. Why don't you just say something bad about my mother?
Your mama is so ugly.
You make this run for me.
That's Paul Williams from Smokey and the Bandit. He was kind of the short guy.
Yeah.
Very diminutive.
Yeah.
But a great songwriter.
For sure.
He was a prolific songwriter. He is 79, Paul Williams. What time is it, Neil?
It's TV theme time,
Please
Jim.
Tell me what time it is. And where will Randolph Mantooth be calling into?
Rampart, I would like to think.
So Randolph Mantooth, he was on the emergency. He was one of those EMTs out in the field.
Yes.
Using some of that archaic equipment from the 70s. How they saved
It's
lives.
Amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's a miracle they saved any lives out there. Especially with that haphazard advice they were getting from Rampart.
Right.
I don't know. Look it up, they would say. So Randolph Mantooth, 74 today. He's been the most recent Alfred.
Oh, yes.
You're getting slow in your old age, Alfred.
Comes to us all, Master Wayne. Even you've got too old to die young. And not for lack of trying.
Jeremy Irons is 71. I really liked this lady on Good Morning America. She was fantastic, I thought. Joan London.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, 69. I'm Joan London from Fair Oaks, California, and this is my daughter, Jamie. Good Morning America.
Bring your infant daughter to work day there with the folks at Good Morning America. She is 69. Happy birthday to Joan London. Nile Rodgers, very talented musically. You know what the initial lyrics of this song were when they were angry because they weren't allowed into Studio 54, right?
I don't.
Look it up.
Okay.
Nile Rodgers is 67. Rex Smith is a singer and an actor.
I remember him.
He had the hair.
I don't know what to say. You take my breath away.
So he's 64. Pirates of Penzance. Those are my favorite Pirates. Not Pittsburgh, but the Penzance Pirates.
A little soft rock.
And he was the Street Hawk. Street Hawk in the 80s.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Rex Smith. Happy birthday. SNL, we got a couple from SNL.
Can you help me, please?
Simmel down now.
I need to see a doctor right away.
I just said to simmel down now.
What?
Simmel down now. Can't you heal?
Sherry O'Terry, Simadonna.
She's hilarious.
57, Trisha Yearwood, we know what she sounds like. She's 55 today, great cook, singer.
Yep.
Garth Brooks' wife, of course. And Jimmy Fallon.
This is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. Like it take a minute, just sit right there. Tell me how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
That's him as Neil Young doing the Fresh Prince theme.
Very good.
He's a very good musically funny guy. Hosted The Tonight Show now, of course. Started on Saturday Night Live. Jimmy Fallon, 45.
Gone, but certainly not forgotten today. Baseball Hall of Famer. He's a different Duke. He's not the Duke, but he's Duke Snyder. Pretty good baseball player. Born on this day in 1926. He was Batman on television, Adam West.
Yes, Commissioner.
right away. To the bat poles.
To the bat poles.
Did anybody do it better? Adam West there, 1928 for Adam. He was just the bad guy in an episode of Cheyenne the other day in his early days. Remember this singer, Brooke Benton?
Someday, some way, you'll realize that you've been blind.
Many people have done this song, but Brooke Benton did it pretty well. Soul singer Brooke Benton, 1931. He was a former Beatles manager, another one of those who was like the fifth Beatle, they said. Brian Epstein, born on this day in 1934. He was a fine Olympic Hall of Famer, Al Order. He won 4 gold medals in the discus. Pretty impressive. Al Order, 1936. And she's
love,
Mama
so
Cass.
Soft and tender won't win a girl's heart anymore. If you love her,
she did not die by choking on a... Oh, that was a different gal.
No, that was her. Yeah, she was the one sandwich, they said it was cardiac arrest.
Right. She was, of course, a key member to the Mamas and the Papas.
Great voice.
Mama Cass Elly, one of the great singers, yes, of our generation, 1941. They're gone, but not forgotten.
Here's the quiz. Jimmy Fallon is 45 today. He was doing his impersonation of Neil Young. What song was Neil Young singing? It was Jimmy Fallon as Neil Young. And then Neil Young came on to his show, and then they did a duet back and forth, which also was fantastic. Jimmy Fallon as Neil Young, they sang a theme to something, and it wasn't the theme to Emergency. What theme was it? 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. And what are we giving away, Neil?
Oak Ridge Boys. Win them before you can buy them. We'll send you to see the Oak Ridge Boys at the Medina March 20th. It's a Friday night, March 20th. These are big-time prizes.
Big-time prizes. Good luck at 763-450-0100. First caller with the correct answer wins. Reba McEntire, rumor has it, could be your number one song. Could be Wynonna, No One Else on Earth. And it's all ladies here. Trisha Yearwood, 55 today for Trisha. Better your heart than mine.
I got to go with my birthday gal today.
Why not?
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KL.